Montreal is a city bursting with flavor, one where history seeps from the pores of its ancient stone buildings. Its vibrant cultural life is always in celebration, through festivals, music, dance, and theater. And its food scene is spectacular, whether you hunger for poutine, smoked meat, buttery croissants, or a bagel with lox. With its strong French influence, this sophisticated city is charmingly seductive, and so vastly different from a Western Canadian city that it feels like you're in an entirely different country. And with new, daily direct flights from Vancouver, it's an easy 4.5-hour commute, making it a perfect destination for a long weekend. There's so much to do in Montreal, it's hard to know where to begin. We selected our top highlights for unique ways to experience the city and explore its radiant personality in just 3 nights. Bike the boulevards. Walking tours can get stale pretty quickly, but a bike tour is physically exhilarating and fast-paced and fits in many more sights and landmarks. We joined Fitz Montreal on a 15-kilometer pedal through Montreal's green alleyways and busy boulevards and along the Lachine Canal. The 3-hour tour delivered a broad overview of Montreal's history, with some great views of street murals, residential neighborhoods, and old Montreal. We followed the Lachine Canal past factories and warehouses reincarnated into swanky apartments, saw the strong currents of the St. Lawrence River at the port, puffed up the hill to the base of Mount Royal and zipped back down past the austere, stone buildings of McGill University. Don't miss the statue of the English Pug and the French Poodle, also known as the Two Snobs at Place d'Armes in Old Montreal. On one side, a Francophone woman holds her poodle, looking with contempt at the head office of the Bank of Montreal, a symbol of English power. On the other, an Anglophone holds his pug, looking with similar disdain at the Notre Dame Basilica, a symbol of the Catholic Church in Quebec. The Two Snobs delivers a comedic stab at the enduring, simmering tensions between English and French in Montreal. FitzMontreal.com. A bike tour helps fit in more sights and landmarks than a typical walking tour. Eva Blue Photo, Tourisme Montreal. Bagels and more. Montrealers take their bagels seriously, and everyone has their preference for one of two classic bagel makers, Street Viator or Fairmount. On the Beyond the Bagel tour, you get to try both, along with other gastronomic treats like babka, cheese crowns, and smoked meat. This 3-hour walking tour delivers a fascinating glimpse into the Jewish history of Montreal, from its small shop owners to the celebrity singer, songwriter, and poet Leonard Cohen, whose gray-stoned house just off Saint Laurent Boulevard is one of the stops. The grand finale of the tour is Schwartz's Deli, a charcuterie that dates back to 1928 and has a well-earned reputation for its unforgettable, bulging, smoked meat sandwiches. MuseeMontrealJouve.ca/beyond-the-bagel. Museum of Memories. A far cry from a dusty, old-school museum, Museum of Memories, MEM, is dedicated to the recollections and oral histories of living Montrealers from different neighborhoods and backgrounds. What makes it truly different is that this museum delivers these stories in the people's voices and their words. Visitors listen to stories using headphones and watching screens, and they're spoken to directly by Montrealers from a wide range of backgrounds and ethnicities. Some of the stories address racism, abuse, and hardship, while others celebrate the diversity of Montreal's art scene, its natural beauty, and its athletes. In one exhibit, titled, In My Shoes, visitors swap their shoes for another pair of the same size on a shelf. Each pair belongs to a different Montrealer, and as you slip your feet into someone else's shoes, you hear their voice on an MP3 player, telling the story of their life in all its triumphs and tribulations. All the stories at MEM are deeply personal, striking, and meaningful. Memtel.ca. Nordic Thermotherapy. For a serene break from the bustle of sightseeing, head to Nuns Island, 20 minutes from downtown. Here, Strom Nordic Spa offers thermotherapy in a blissfully peaceful setting on the banks of a large pond. Visitors strip down to swimsuits and white gowns and move quietly between hot experiences, like the eucalyptus steam bath, the Finnish sauna, and the Nordic bath, and brief cold plunges. Each session culminates in a restful period in the spa's many relaxation rooms or outdoor spaces, all featuring comfy loungers, beautiful views, and a respectful silence. With just wind and birdsong filling the air, this is a space of pure rest, meditation, comfort, and recuperation. The spa also offers a restaurant with heart-stoppingly superb fare. With no time limit to a stay, visitors can take as long as they like to re-energize. boutique.stromspa.com/n/collections/thermal-experience-nuns-island. Sleep. Opened in 2021, Humanity Hotel Montreal is a modern, sexy hotel in the heart of the city, steps from Old Montreal, the Palais des Congrès, and the Courtier des Spectacles. Here, sophisticated but deeply comfortable accommodation meets fastidious environmental standards, with interesting art and sculpture sprinkled throughout the hotel. We loved the hotel's clean lines, its abundance of natural light, and its gallery-like interior. H3, the hotel's restaurant, is an exceptional food destination that will humble anyone who thought they knew hotel food. Dine. For Montreal's best salads, head straight to Mandy's Salades Gourmands, the brainchild of two sisters who started with a create-your-own salad bar in the back of a women's clothing store. Today, they have 8 locations in Montreal and 3 in Toronto, and their salads are nothing short of legendary. Forget boring oldies like Caesar, Greek, and Garden. At Mandy's, each salad is a tantalizing mix of innovative vegetables, nuts, seeds, and protein toppings that will revolutionize your understanding of the humble salad and leave you craving more. Arthur's Nosh Bar is a cozy, casual eatery in Saint-Henri that's a neighborhood hangout and an exceptional place to try Jewish classics like crispy chicken on thick slices of challah, latkes, and gravlax. Afterwards, take a walk around this eclectic urban village, or book a tour with local guide Daniel Bromberg to learn more about Street Henry's architecture, its industrial past, and its vibrant present. Foxy, a fine dining tapas restaurant in Montreal's Little Burgundy neighborhood, shines brightly, especially for its vegetables. Each small plate that emerges from its wood-fired kitchen is a piece of art brimming with sumptuous flavor, and though the menu changes seasonally, this is an eatery where you simply can't go wrong. Nothing, but nothing, is ordinary here. Mandy's.ca, ArthurSMTL.com, Foxy Restaurant, Commute. Porter Airlines launched its daily round-trip service between Vancouver and Montreal in April, with a super comfortable 132-seat Embraer E195-E2 aircraft that's entirely devoid of the dreaded middle seat. Onboard service includes free, fast Wi-Fi, and its business class-like Porter Reserve comes with fresh, healthy meals and seats with extra legroom. The new route makes the 4.5-hour flight to Montreal an easy, convenient commute. Flyporter.com